called? Pontywood's Rooter?
Oh, we have those Arkansas Razorbacks. But they are... But we don't have those in this country to amount to anything. Whenever he gets to be real poor and everything, he's an Arkansas Razorback.
The things you put the food in for the hogs, those are called the...
We call them the troughs, the slop trough. It used to be where we took them the slop from the house.
What would you carry it out in?
We carried it out in a bucket, in a 5-gallon bucket or something like that.
You call that the slop?
Slop bucket, yes.
Say if you had chickens, where would you keep them?
Keep them in the chicken house.
Mm-hmm. Any other special place for the mother hen and the...
No, of course not on the ranch, but they have these here, I don't know what they call them in these nursery things, but as far as I'm concerned, the chickens are just in the chicken house. And of course, they have the brooder house and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're looking for.
What about the coop that you mentioned?
Oh, chicken coop. That's when the baby chickens, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had the baby chickens, and they suck the old mother hen in there with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Keep her, the chickens got a little larger.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her?
What we always use is maybe one of these glass eggs,
mm-hmm.
or talc eggs, mostly glass. We'd put a glass egg in there and the old snake would get the glass egg and kill him. He couldn't digest it.
Say if you had a good set of dishes, that would be made out of...
China.
Uh-huh. What about an egg made out of that?
Well, that's the same thing.
With glass egg or...
Glass egg or China egg, they call it.
A hen on a nest of eggs, you'd call her a...
A setting hen.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear her called anything else?
Oh, sitting hen. Or...
What about broody hen? Did you ever hear that? You know, when you're eating chicken, there's a bone that goes like this.
Billy bone, that's my wife's pig.
Uh-huh. Any stories about that, about taking it in?
Oh, yes. I had the superstition. You take it and you, a young lady, well, you would separate, take it with another girl and pull it, and the one that got the short one, well, she was going to get her man first or something like that.
Uh-huh.
The old thing.
Boys would do that, looking to see who would get married first. If you had a large farm and had a lot of milk cows and you sold the milk and so forth, you'd call that place a...
Dairy?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial farm like that?
Only this year ice cream outfit, dairy made.
Uh-huh. Where do people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
When there used to be a lady there in Ensenau had a little triple tray made out of tin.
Mm-hmm.
On the top of it is a little bit deeper than the others, and she would put her milk in there, and on the top she had water,
mm-hmm.
and then on the sides going down she had cloth, and that
mm-hmm.
water would keep these cloth cool, and that would keep your milk cool.
Mm-hmm. What did she call that?
Milk cooler, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see people store potatoes or turnips during the winter?
Only in Idaho.
Uh-huh.
No, we don't ever have anything like that. In Oklahoma, they had them down in those cellars, you know, keep them down there.
Uh-huh. A fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around, you call that the...
We always called it the lot.
Mm-hmm.